I asked Brother Sammy Ramirez to send me an email about the benefits he's encountered and experienced through utilizing this program. And I'll just read this email to you so everyone know the powerful program that we have. He said, "Thankful for the opportunities that your campaign has made for me to preach the gospel of Christ. The gospel call has allowed me to reach more people in other countries like Mexico, Central America, and Ecuador. Various works have been started because of the gospel call. Until today, I had sent out around 400 recordings or CDs to many prospective people. We have conducted around 87 Bible studies, hundreds more taken the time to listen in various social platforms. I'm very appreciative of your generosity to allow me to use all the recordings from your archives. This work is before us." That's so great to have him to give us that feedback. Tonight he's going to be our speaker, and he's going to come on, and we thank him for using this program. He's going to speak from the topic, "Let All," Acts chapter 2, verse 36 through 38. Brother Samuel.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello, Brother Tommy Brooks. I appreciate the opportunity, the invitation. I'm so blessed to have to get to preach the gospel. Tonight, I want to talk to y'all about Acts chapter 2 and verse 36 to 38. And the Bible says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made this Jesus, which you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter, and then the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." As we live in this era of communication, when everyone wants to be part of everything that's going on, it seems like from all angles we hear and we receive information. The people who run the different systems of information, they want to make sure that all people get to hear either an announcement or a commercial or a new gadget that has been invented. But tonight, we want to focus in the words that the Apostle Peter says, "Therefore, let all." And when we use the word "all," we specifically talk about all people. In this case, he's referring to the house of Israel who was congregated there after they heard the people speaking in their own tongues, speaking the wonders of God. In chapter 1 in Acts, we see that the word "all" is mentioned 5 times. First of all, it's mentioned at the beginning of the book of Acts. When you open the Bible and start looking how the writer of the book of Acts began to express the desire to convey what he had collect the information and everything that he had put together. And he writes in Acts chapter 1 and verse 1, the Bible says, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, and all that Jesus began to both to do and to teach." It's important to know that this book of Acts is one of the most inclusive and false information about Jesus. It's wonderful to see that this book began with all that Jesus began both to do and teach. And go on to say in verse 14, when writing about what just happened at that time, he used in verse 14 the same word "all" when it's talking about that all of them, these people, that mean the apostles, after they have received the instructions and the commandments that the Bible says to the Holy Spirit, it says in chapter 1, verse 14, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication. It seems to me that the first chapter of Acts mentioned the importance of all being involved in what's going on. In verse 19 of chapter 1, we could read what the Bible said, and it became known to all those who were dwelling in Jerusalem. And here it's talking about the end of Judas, the one who betrayed the Lord. So, for instance, at that time, we can see through the scripture that all people were in tune about what's going on in the city of Jerusalem. In chapter 1, and verse 21, we could see how these men, they're referring, therefore, all these men who have accompanied us all the time that Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us. One of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. We see how the word all is inclusive. God wants for all people to know the gospel. Peter, we can see when he begins, therefore, let all the house of Israel, including everyone, doesn't matter where they came from, doesn't matter their status, doesn't matter how far they came from, he's including everyone because everyone ought to know and receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if we go on to chapter 2 and Acts, we can see how it's mentioned in verse 1, when the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. The word all is mentioned 5 times in chapter 1, and it's mentioned 10 times in chapter 2. The different times when it mentioned the word all, we see in verse 7 also. Verse 7, the Bible says, then they were all amazed and marveled, saying one another, look, are not all these who speak Galileans? You could tell how people can receive the word of God, and the intention of God himself is to all people to hear the message that Jesus Christ had brought and preached to them. Now, we continue to go on in verse 14, chapter 2 of Acts, in verse 14, when the Bible says, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, notice that Peter began by standing up and raising his voice, saying to all men who dwell in Jerusalem. What is it that Peter wanted to say? Well, we read it in verse 36. When Peter stood up and began to preach the gospel and began to tell them about Jesus Christ, where he said, verse 36, our base for this sermon, therefore let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucify, both Lord and Christ. We see in every instance how that word all involves everyone who's listening at that time, everyone who's within the voice of Peter, everyone who's willing to open the heart. We see here when Peter stand up and begin to preach, the Bible says when they hear verse 37, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. What that means, it means that they were listening. All of them were listening, and they said, Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And this is the heart of the matter tonight. We ought to remember that Peter responds with the truth of the gospel. And then Peter says, verse 38, repent and let everyone be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 39 says, for the promise is to you and to your children, and look again, and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And this is the time where I want to refer to you, dear brethren, kind listener, beloved guest that we have among us tonight. I want to talk to you. I want you to hear what the Bible says about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God prepared in the presence of all people, Luke chapter 2, verse 31. We also know that Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, it says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all people." In Luke chapter 24 and verse 47, the Bible says that we need to preach the repentance of forgiveness of sins, and that God will be proclaimed in the name of Jesus Christ to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Because in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, the Bible says that this gospel, the kingdom, shall be preached to the whole world as a testimonial to all nations. Why is it necessary for you and I who are listening tonight? Remember what Mark chapter 13 and verse 10 remind us of, that the gospel must be preached to all nations. Matthew 29, verse 19 says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." It's important, my friend, my brother, listener, who have joined us so kindly tonight, it is necessary for you to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the gospel is for all. Let all the people, the house of Israel, Peter said it correctly. Peter said it in a way that no one can escape from hearing the truth or the word of God. Because the plan of salvation is to all people be saved. Because Jesus wants that you and I begin to know him as your Lord and Savior. Peter was talking to these people in the house of Israel at that time, telling them, let all surely know. The plan of salvation is very simple, my friend. God had done his part. God had done his part to provide salvation for mankind. In John 3:16, we see the great love that God had for men, for God so loved the world. In Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, we see that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and he provided to us as our Savior. He also sent to us the power of the gospel. And the power of the gospel is the message of salvation. Jesus Christ has said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, Jesus has provided through his blood the atonement for all mankind, Romans 5:9. God has done his part. Let all people who hear my voice tonight know that God has provided salvation available to all. As we said in West Texas, to y'all. Now it's time for y'all, for every one of you, to all, to hear the gospel. The Bible said that the faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God, Romans 10:17. We need to believe the gospel, John 8:32. It's important to hear and to believe. But we don't just have to believe, we need to trust and believe completely in the message of the gospel. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, without believing, the Bible gives us the instructions in John 20 and 31st. We have to repent of our sins. People sometimes say, well, I don't know what I need to repent of everything that you ever have done that is against God's law or God's will. We need to repent, Luke 13 and verse 3. And we need to repent because it's a command that we need the men and women of all ages and all nations are to obey, Acts 17 and verse 30. And not only obey, not only hear, not only believe, not only repent of your sins, but we need to confess our faith in Jesus Christ. Because we have to confess it with our heart. Believe it in our heart, confess it with our mouth, as Romans 10:10 mentioned it to us. And as Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32 remind us of. And not only hear, believe, repent, and confess the faith in front of men, but to be baptized. As Galatians 3:27, because we are baptized in Christ. As Mark chapter 16 and verse 16 says, and who believe and be baptized shall be saved. And the verse that we conclude in our basis of our sermon tonight, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. After you be baptized, being submerged in the water, and by faith you come in contact with the blood of Christ, and it is not the water who cleans you, but it's the faith, the symbolism of being buried in Christ. When you rise up, you rise up as a new creation in Christ, new baby in Christ. And now the opportunity for everyone who hears the gospel, who believe, who repent, who confess and obey the commandment of the Lord and be baptized for the remission of sins is to be faithful unto death. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. God has done his part, my brother, my friend, our dearly guest. Now you need to decide if you're going to do yours. Now you need to make up your mind. Are you going to do your part in obeying the gospel? Let all, truly, all the house of Israel, that this Jesus that you crucified, God make it Lord in Christ. Jesus Christ said, come and die. The Apostle Paul said it correctly. And after this verse, the lesson will be yours. Paul says, out of all the sinners, I'm the number one. Because Jesus came to save the world. Jesus came to give his life, to save us all from the eternal condemnation. Because the salvation is by grace and not by works. Because the salvation in Christ demands obedience and demands commitment to a new life, and a new life in Christ. Because when someone comes to Christ, all things have faded away. All things are made new in Jesus Christ. My prayer tonight is you have heard the gospel. You have heard the call. Let all. My prayer, my desire tonight is that let all who have not obeyed the gospel do so tonight. And I want to thank Brother Tommy Brooks for the invitation tonight. I love you, brother. I appreciate your work. Your work has been such a blessing to our area where we minister. And I love you, and I was praying for the efforts. We have been tremendously blessed by this effort. And my desire tonight, and that God will bless you and continue to prosper you, especially those who tonight are making their mind and obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. We welcome you into the family. No matter what you are, no matter what you have done, if you are in a place where it's not a Christian, we can find somewhere nearby to come and study with you, help you to take this obedient step of faith by being baptized. Don't let it for tomorrow. Don't procrastinate. Your life and your soul is so important to God. It's very precious to God. We love you. We hope you obey the gospel tonight. May God bless you. Thank you, Brother Tommy Brooks. I give you the time back.